I have to remember that.
And one of these flat ones, we call that a griddle.
Griddle. Okay.
You know, it's not very deep of it. Cast iron, made out of cast iron, just shallow like that. That's a baking bread.
Oh.
Whole cake griddle.
Oh, sounds good. Okay, what do you call the thing at the kitchen sink where you turn the water on and off?
I call it a spigot.
Okay. Do you call it the same thing if it's on a barrel?
Well, it's spigot or faucet, either one, it don't matter.
Okay. What about if it's out in the yard?
Then I call it hydrant.
Suppose you buy some cans of food at the store. What do they put them in for you to carry them home?
Paper bag.
And do you have a name for a very large bag made out of loosely woven cloth that you might buy 100 pounds of chicken feed in or something? You know, one of these big bags?
It's called a feed sack.
Feed sack. Okay. Would you ever call it a crocus sack or croaker sack?
Well, it's different than a feed sack, or a regular feed sack, and what you call a crocus sack.
Oh, how are they different?
Well, one is cotton, the other burlap.
Oh. Which one's burlap?
The crocus sack.
Okay.
That's, of course, crocus sack. I don't know where it originated and called. That's all I've ever heard it called. Till I got up grown and I found out it made out of burlap, so I call it burlap now.
Oh, good idea. Would you call it a burlap sack or a burlap bag?
Burlap sack's what I always call it.
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument about this long that you put up to your mouth and blow?
Call it a mouth harp.
What about a different kind of a musical instrument that you put up to your mouth and you pick like
that's
that?
That's Jew's harp. J-E-W-S, Jew's harp.
Can you play one?
Never could.
Huh. I've never tried, but it looks kind of like fun.
My favorite musical instrument was a violin.
Oh, did you play it?
I couldn't. Never. I tried and tried and tried, and I never could play one. I had one brother, my daddy could. I had one brother sit down and watched him one rainy day play about a half an hour, and he just sat there watching. After a while, my daddy handed it to him, says, you know, say, put it up or play it. And he just went right on playing. Never did take a lesson from nothing, only sat down and watched my daddy play for about 30 minutes.
Boy, that's great.
And he, later years, he joined the Navy, sold his violin, and now he can't even tune one.
Oh, that's too bad. What do you call it? A piece of playground equipment that's a long board like this and it's balanced in the middle and a child sits on it?
Seesaw.
Okay, do you have a name for a homemade merry-go-round?
A homemade one?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've ever seen a homemade one.
Well, maybe there are other ones that are not homemade. Do you have any other names for those? How about a Flying Jenny or a Flying Philly or Whirligig?
Well, they used to have an old machine out here in the county, spring that a lot of people used to gather around Bell Spring, over in Bell Spring, that people used to come down all over this country.
Huh.
They had a big hotel there. They would come down all over the country to spend the summer, mineral water. And that fellow made him a thing that he called a Flying Jenny. That's there, on the home baby night.
Okay. What do you call it? A flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives with?
Whip rope.
Okay. Could you tell me the names of some different kinds of wooden fences?
Wooden fences?
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, you're going to take these fences made out of poles, pine poles,